Christopher Media, unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Marijuana.
Wait, what is that voice?
It's a new voice I have been developing.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
What if I said no, Tolly? What if I said no?
Rob, say I've abandoned my only child.
I have abandoned my only child.
Once more with feeling, come on.
I have abandoned my only child.
Very good, very good. Welcome all.
Hi.
Hello.
It's the Weedsman.
Yep. 45. Barry O.
Barry O.
Barry O.
45.
Next show's a mystery.
Mm.
I hope the next show is not Ted Cruz.
I was just going to say, let's just go ahead and call the next show Ted Cruz.
Come no.
On. We all know that's what's going to happen anyway.
Call it Hillary Clinton.
That would be horrible.
Anyway, I'm Aaron.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
Oh, it's switching it up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's change. This is change, so deal with it.
Oh, yeah, it's hope and change.
Deal with it. Okay.
Better hope you get top billing next time.
We're all going to tell you
your hope is
that you're going to get free marijuana, but you really just have to have marijuana.
Right. It's on you. It's not free anymore.
Medical marijuana, Obamacare style.
Then there's a tax penalty if you didn't have marijuana all of last year.
They'd still keep it under lock and key, probably.
What's happening?
You know, if they were doing the giving system that they're talking about in Washington, D.C.
Rob's getting us right underway.
The seed exchange?
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound kind of creepy?
Yeah.
I know, right?
You want my seed?
Hey, you want to meet up at the seed exchange?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like a Craigslist ad. Yeah, exactly.
I have Derek Jeter's seed. Is it worth anything? Don't ask how I got it.
Depends if it turned into a child. That it's going to be worth 18 years of whatever 18 years of support from Eric Jeter would be.
Yeah, I told you my retirement plan.
I saw a number of different articles. Some refer to it as like a seed exchange. Some was like... DC is giving away free seeds or free marijuana seeds.
Hmm. Sounds like a gay back page type dating site.
I didn't think
that. Met him on the seed exchange. Or it sounds like something you do after you meet on Backpage. We had a common seed exchange.
Wow.
It was $100.
Sounds so wrong.
Common seed exchange. Now it's starting to sound more like a financial transaction of some sort.
Like the Dukes.
The Dukes.
And trading places. Yeah, trading places.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Duke's Head.
Yeah, wasn't they involved in some sort of common seed exchange?
I'm talking about Randolph and Mortimer, not fucking Bo and Luke.
I don't know who the hell that is.
What?
You've seen Trading Places
with
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd? Yes, you have. You have Comedy Central.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, see, I don't know him by name personally. I'm not friends
with him. Yeah, it was Don Ameche.
Wow. I know the... Yeah, I've seen the movie.
It was Don Ameche and some dude...
No, but you've seen Jamie Lee Curtis's tits.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
You remember that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a memorable scene.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Those are probably the best tits of my childhood.
Yeah, mine too.
Sorry, Mom. That and the chick from Cat People.
Cat People.
You ever see Cat People?
This is pornography. I've never heard of that.
They used to show it all the time on HBO. It's got a pretty standard nude scene in it. Also a scene where a guy gets his arm ripped off by a tiger in a cage. Or a panther, I think it is.
That's normal.
So, smoking weed again.
Yep, doing what we do.
I'm thankful for my weed this week as a stress reliever. Did I tell you about what happened at the big house that I was at, Rob?
No.
I didn't tell you about the big castle that I was fucking at.
You were fucking at it?
I wasn't fucking at it.
Nice.
This is the party with Tom Cruise and Eyes Wide Shut.
I had
wearing gold capes and...
Right, so there I was in a bird mask.
Wow.
No, I'll tell you the story real quick, Rob.
All right.
So we got called out at my job, art restoration, if I have mentioned it before. And I got called out to this big house that had all this damage. It was crazy. Big, huge fucking mansion. Enormous.
Okay. Sounds big.
Yeah. Right. It was on Lake Orion. Or as everybody else said, from not Lake Orion, says Lake Orion.
Right.
But for some reason around there, it's Orion. Which sounds, you know, it sounds stupid, doesn't it?
It is Lake Orion.
Lake Orion.
Yeah, it's Lake Orion. Lake you know Orion. Why? Because you get...
Where life is a vacation. I believe that sign is up there still, huh?
When you, that's a nice slogan. When you put the accent on the O, though, then you could easily just cram the O into the end of lake, so it sounds like you're saying Lake Orion.
Lake Orion.
Lake Orion.
Lake Orion.
Welcome to Lake Orion.
Right. It also sounds Irish, too, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, you came to Lake Orion.
Nobody swims in Lake Orion.
Oh.
It's cursed.
Anyway, on somewhere near Lake Orion, there's this huge-ass house. Had all these chandeliers in it. The biggest one was 4 feet wide.
Damn, that's a big-ass chandelier.
I mean, well, as chandeliers go, I mean, this is... There's bigger.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
You know, but for a house, yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And they're on these cranks. And they have to crank them down to, they lower them, right? So you can get to them, clean them, and shit like that. One of our jobs is to clean them. So they send the work guys up, but unbeknownst to us, actually, I didn't know that the work guys went up and started fucking around with the cranks.
Okay.
I'm walking through the room, looking up, looking at the chandeliers, checking the room out. My boss is just BSing, so I'm just killing time, wandering around. We're all kind of just standing around. I cut through the middle of the room, go right underneath the middle chandelier. Mm-hmm. About 3-4 seconds later, it crashes to the ground.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, this thing was easily 200 pounds if it was an ounce. And one of the chicks that I work with was standing like 4 feet from the fucking thing.
Did she get hit with any glass?
No, it didn't like shatter. It just, I mean, the crystals are, they're hard to break, I guess. But because it's crystal, it's not just glass.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking cheap.
No, it just came down in like one big heap.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody could have been really fucked up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Dude, you guys posted up to that and you didn't even know it. Good job.
More than walls. I guess apparently we're getting, chandeliers come tumbling down too.
I guess we're getting decent at this podcast. Oh, and then that happens.
Yeah, and then you do that. That was on you. Don't blame us.
Yeah.
We're gold.
Oh, somebody's getting good at the podcasting Christ. Thing.
Hear this voice is like honey, baby.
Oh, give you one compliment, and now you're fucking gold.
Honey.
So I started today with a super stoner thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I was going to say I started today in a hollowed-out tractor trailer with a bunch of 11-year-olds. Which technically I did.
Okay.
But it was the video game truck.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Okay. That just sounded wrong.
Or at least that's what it said on the side.
Yeah, I know, right?
That you put on there.
Video games and candy inside.
Get in.
You know, the thought did cross my mind. Like, dude, if you were a pedophile, just find this thing in your neighborhood. And just
park in a school parking
hang
lot.
Hang out.
That's all you had to do.
Go get a bottle of Boone's Farm from the corner
come
store.
On now.
Whoa. Premeditated, son.
Just saying, you know that thing's going to be full of kids you see it parked in the neighborhood.
This is not a how-to podcast.
Right. Yeah. Come on. I'm not giving out ideas.
You know, it's Easter. There's a lot of candy available.
Oh, my God. It's readily available at your local Walmart. Yeah. Right in.
You can just buy it anywhere. Anyway,
the Easter Bunny just pulled up in a video game truck. Yeah. He's giving away free candy.
Wow.
Why is he wearing any pants?
And his voice is really deep.
Yeah. So it was my nephew's birthday. Actually, it was a couple weeks ago, but it was his birthday party, and he was having a slumber party with friends from school and whatnot, and my sister was like, yeah, I run a video game truck.
Nice.
Be here Saturday at 9:30. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? So I did what any card-carrying stoner would do. I got fucking vaped out of my mind and then went and sat in a video game truck for an hour and a half and played video games. You go in there, it's just a hollowed out trailer. There's couch on one side.
Right,
like,
okay.
Couch lining one side.
Oh, okay.
TVs lining the other side. Every game console you got.
Oh, wow, that sounds fun.
That would have been my first question, is what the fuck is a video game truck?
And I just explained it.
No, but you're reciting your conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. You true. Did you have to ask what a video game truck is? This something you already knew?
Well, or I mean, you, when like, my sister said I rented a video game truck, I was, well, what the fuck's a video game truck? Right. Anyway.
That's my line. That's wow. Rob's line.
No, I don't fart like that.
By the way, I ended a family function today with a fart. Like, it dispersed.
Shit. Really?
It like, everybody was getting their coats on and stuff anyway.
He hates long goodbyes. They're like, well, so?
But I
guess I'll see you in a couple days or so.
I get that extra push. I gave everybody that extra push out the door.
We'll be talking apparently. To you. Yeah. Drive safe now.
You know, my first answer was, see, this is what happens when I have the salad.
Once he realized that he hugged the same aunt twice, he just ripped one and was like, I got to get out of here.
He got the right hug.
No, actually, I was talking to my dad.
Meeting's over.
Yeah. I was talking to my dad, and I went to the basement door, and I opened the basement door, and I did it in there thinking, all right, we'll just...
You were trying to hide it?
No. I mean, my family knows I fart. I mean, this is no...
I would assume. I hope they do.
Yeah, this is not a secret. Wait.
Was it trying an attempt to hide
no,
it, or
no,
was it a
really
booby
was.
Trap? Was it a booby
no,
trap?
No, it was like not a booby trap.
When
my
they go downstairs
was,
for a Budweiser.
My thought was...
I'll run into this like
taste?
A brick wall.
Oh, what's that smell?
My thought was that this is going to be rough. Let me just unleash it into the stairwell.
Right. Oh, God. Or a toilet. That's
yeah,
an option.
Go into a bathroom.
Well, you know, but I didn't. And then it turns out it ends up just dispersing throughout the room, and it's rough. Like, little kids are covering their nose.
I think it's rough now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like mustard gas. Jesus.
I can't. It's not hitting me over here.
You're lucky, man.
It's not like mustard
it's like
gas.
Egg salad
You're still
sandwich.
Breathing and alive.
Yeah, it smells gross, though.
Well, most farts don't smell like roses here, Rob.
So Chris is thankful for weed because it can cover up the stench of his asshole.
Yeah, it's the only thing.
Well,
Glade plugins don't work.
No, it's just multifunctional. Cures cancer, covers up your farts, keeps you from freaking out over shit falling down on top of your head.
12 hours a day. So let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever and I don't see it.
Great.
Yeah. Typical Saturday night here.
I love how long it takes.
The look on John C. Reilly's face
though,
when he does that
I don't know.
Is just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a tunnel. Okay, I'll be honest with you, I did fart. That onion and ketchup. It stinks. This is a small room.
Shit.
Okay, now the tuxedos seem kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that would change that.
Yeah, you're right. The look on his face when it's happening, it gets me every time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
he's like, he's pondering
face.
Something, and then he tenses fingers real quick, and he's like, feel like he's mulling something over in his mind.
That is still, to me, possibly one of the greatest movies ever made.
If all you need is a comedy, yeah.
Right.
That's all I need.
No.
This chair.
This and lamp. This lamp.
This ashtray.
So there you go. Wait a minute. I think I caught a whiff of your fart. And the jerk's got to be better than Step Brothers.
No. No way. Yes. If you're going for, so, if you're going for
so
laughs.
So is Blazing Saddles.
If you're going laughs per movie, I think there are far more laugh out loud moments in Step Brothers than there are in the jerk. Far more.
I don't know. And the thing is, when I watch The Jerk, I don't think I stop smiling either. I'm like constantly amused at his actions and the way that he talks. Your fart stinks. And yeah. So does your opinion.
Bowels checked out, man.
This is what happens when you get the salad.
We're professionals, so we're going to press on.
Yeah.
Let's not let it derail the podcast.
Ended a family function, but not a podcast. Right. So it means I got work to do.
This isn't some fucking video game truck, man.
Yeah.
We're doing serious shit over here.
Man, imagine if you unleashed that puppy in the video game truck. You would have all those kids out of there.
Dude, it was for 11-year-olds. It probably would have became a game. Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oh, God.
They were going to...
Well, I'd be like,
immediately, hey, it's going to be that kind of party, huh?
Well, I'd be like, here you go, young bloods. Here's how you do this.
Let me show you a professional.
Yeah. Boom.
Dropping bombs like Hiroshima.
Yeah. Like, you guys all want to go outside and vomit right now. When you get to that level, let me know.
Kids are running out, just puking.
Screaming and puking.
Eyes are watering.
What happened? They wanted to get in the fart contest.
I want to go home.
Yeah. One calls his mom.
Yeah. Just you and the guy that brings the truck or the trailer.
Hey, idea. I could go around. You got an awkward moment you want to get out of?
Yeah.
You could hire me to come
like
in.
This one?
Thank you.
Like, say you're breaking up with somebody, and you just want to break up with it, and just be on your way. Like, you hire me to come in.
Oh, okay.
And like, right after the bomb is dropped, drop the bomb.
Yeah, that'd be the first thing I think to call you. That one.
All right, so
like,
you
make it like a service.
This isn't working out.
I'm gonna bring over the guy that farts.
I gotta go.
Yeah, and then the person will be crying. They will be distraught, but at the same time, be like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
sure. I got a buddy that's got that concept beat. I think though, granted, this was years ago, early 20s, and he seemed to he had no problem getting chicks. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
He wasn't so much good at breaking up with chicks, but there was one time where a girl was invited over. Like, I heard the conversation on the phone. He's like, yeah, you know, come on by. I'll be here. And I was like, do you want to put some clothes on or something? Like, you're playing video games in your underwear right now. He's like, nope.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dude, so, that, I mean, that's...
That's common.
Not only
did, well, I mean, that's the next level of pimping. Like, I'm getting dressed.
Not only did he not stop playing the video game when she arrived, nor put any clothes on, but proceeded to fart while in her presence. And not just fart in her presence, like, lift his legs up and...
Dutch oven her?
And, no, he just you know, he's trying to get as big an aperture as possible, I think.
Like, oh wow. Like a tuba. You know... Some bass.
Right.
Wow. That's classy.
So anyway, yeah, that's how he got rid of chicks.
So he hangs out with girls with really low self-esteem.
Well, no, I mean, she stopped coming over. I think she got the message.
Right.
I see.
See, that way you don't
Did she give him a blumpkin?
He didn't even have to break up with her, though. That's the point. Like, the fart really told... Fart told more than he could with his words how he really felt. Anyway, what the fuck are we smoking on, man?
Well, this is kind of a conundrum here we're having this week.
Right. What's it called?
Purple Dog Walker?
Yes.
Purple Dog Walker, which we couldn't find a solid review for just that strain, but we found a lot of its lineage. I would say that it's going to make you loopy. Just based on the last 15 minutes of conversation.
Talk about farts for 20 minutes.
Right. Well, I was looking up on a couple of the different, you know, strains that you guys kind of thought that were, you
what
know,
the Paul
lineage
Walker?
Of it. But I saw a lot of them said that it was good for social gatherings, which is good for here, you know.
Yeah.
What pot isn't.
I think, yeah, absolutely. It got the conversation going.
Right.
Some weird places, but it got it going.
Yeah.
Well, what are its parents again?
We said, what was it, Jack Walker or John?
Albert Walker.
Albert Walker. Walker.
Yeah.
And Chem Dog.
Chem Dog.
Yeah, I was...
And Granddaddy Purse.
Oh, it's three. It's got three parents, huh?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, that's what we're thinking. I mean,
it's a modern strain, man.
Right.
You know? Well, it's got two daddies.
Maybe it's two mommies. Anymore. That's hot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got Clinton and you got Albert, so I was thinking two daddies. But yeah, go ahead.
No, it's true.
2-on-1. Boom, boom.
Oh.
That's how it goes. Sometimes it goes that way.
At least one of them's your daddy. We're just
you just don't know who.
Well, I'd never heard of Albert Walker. That was the first question in my mind was like, right. Who the fuck is Albert Walker? I did look him up, and apparently in Canada, there's a guy named Albert Walker who did a talented Mr. Ripley on some guy in the 90s.
Oh.
Like, literally dumped his body off a boat and proceeded to take over his identity. But he didn't get away with it.
So apparently that weed makes you want to do that.
Damn.
I don't know.
I don't want to smoke that.
I did find some random references to Albert Walker's strain that preceded this incident. Some website said that it was popular strain for the Grateful Dead, and I was like, what, really? People were not calling weed things like that in the 60s and 70s, right? It was all like right. Purple Haze. So sorry, I love this song.
Here it is. I come up with one.
Oh, all right. Well, it could be this. Or we could do an actual smoke track.
Right. We'll do an actual smoke track.
All right. Back to the strain, though. Still not sure who Albert Walker is. Still not sure what the hell we're smoking on.
Right.
Still not sure what the hell's going on.
No, yeah, not really.
As well.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I know.
But
like,
yeah,
Halle
I would
Berry
say...
winning her Oscar. You're enjoying it.
Well, this was... was this part of the Indica sale? Or,
Yeah. I went to one of my spots the other day. Like, all the Indica was on sale. Fucking ridiculous. It's nice to see.
Get rid of the weed that makes people fall asleep.
Or maybe
I don't know.
Well, no, you know what's probably going on? Think about the time of the year it is. Think about the date that it is. They probably got a whole bunch of new shit showing up for 420.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Like, yeah, we're clearing out last year's models.
All right. Time for the song of the week, huh?
Yep. Smoke track.
The smoke track.
RJD2.
Now, this is a cat that we were just talking about the other day.
Yes. Got high and talked about music. Shocking, yeah. I know.
Right. Starting by misidentifying a DJ Shadow track as an RJD2.
Correct.
But you can see there's a lot of similarities, though. I don't know. Would we have an RJD2 if it wasn't for DJ Shadow? Anyway, the answer is probably yes. It was Grandmaster Flash. But this track was, I remember this now. Rob, you've heard this because you've seen the episode of Broad City that
yep.
I was in. The dog wedding.
Such a great episode.
1976. The name of the
if you're not familiar with RJD2,
you should get to be familiar with
it. Yeah, if you like music that's made with drum machines and samplers and just has a nice groove to it, highly recommend this. This sounds like it's a sample from like a Brazil 66, or like a Sergio Mendes type of sample or something. This is definitely one of his funkier jams, though.
Yes, I enjoy it. I celebrate the man's catalog. I'm not being an asshole. I enjoy this guy.
Yeah, very much like a contemporary of, Danger Doom, or Danger Mouse, rather, came up when in the conversation about this cat.
That is not our internet. That is on purpose,
right? Yeah. It's called Cut, and he's using the crossfader.
Yeah.
Or maybe the transformer switch.
Whatever it is, I enjoy it.
There you go. The wheels of steel, Rob. No, but if you do enjoy this, there's a wealth of material by this guy. There's a ton of shit that he's put out on various independent labels, and it's all kind of instrumental trip-hop type of shit.
Nice.
Yes.
I'll have to check it out.
It's glorious.
Great for chilling out and smoking by yourself, or if you have a little soiree, have some people over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps a get-together. All right, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter, @TheWeedsman420.
If you like this show, please tell a friend and visit ChristopherMedia.net.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at christophermedia.net.
You can also show your support for the Weedsman when you buy something on iTunes just by clicking on the iTunes banner at christophermedia.net. It won't cost you anything extra, and it shows your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
While you're on iTunes, remember to please write a review and rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars. Just click on the iTunes banner at christophermedia.net.
Android users can listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at christophermedia.net by clicking on the Stitcher Radio Player on our homepage. You can also listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at tunein.com or by downloading their free TuneIn Radio app.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free across any platform just by going to christophermedia.net.
All right, time for Bong Hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
Dateline Alaska. Guess who's in the news?
Oh.
Who's in the news? Girl?
Yep.
That girl.
That girl? Our girl?
Charlo Green, the fuck it lady.
Fuck it.
Little too ballsy with her cannabis club. Got raided by the police.
Oh, shit.
Right? It's kind of strange. Well, I mean, it's legal in Alaska, but they don't really have everything in place yet. And I don't know, she was accused of actually selling weed. There were a number of people on the premises at the time. They confiscated weed plants, computers, cars even.
Damn, they took everything.
Almost. They took a lot of shit, yeah.
I just love her name.
Charlo Green.
Charlo Green.
Well, it's not...
It's Charlene Eggby or
yeah,
something
Eggby.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the last name is Eggby.
I like the other name. I like her pot name. It's like her superhero
Eggby goes
name.
Down.
Her black name. Let's be honest here.
What?
I think it's more of a business name.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know there was such thing as a black name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Another conversation.
The cannabis club was open within 24 hours, though, after the raid happened. And Charlo Green maintains her innocence that this was
she
merely
not in jail?
Yeah.
They didn't take her into custody?
Yeah. You know, there's nothing illegal about having a place where patients, medical marijuana patients, can come and enjoy marijuana together.
Correct. They're just not supposed to be selling it.
Right.
And they think that she is.
No, but if she was smart... I don't know if she's selling it or not. Who knows? If she was smart, she would just have a cannabis club, and that would set her up perfectly for when legalization is fully in place to just open up a shop. She's already got all this clientele, and these people know her. She's the fuck it lady. So I'd assume that she wasn't selling, but who knows? Maybe she's stupid, and she... And she actually got herself into some trouble. The state took her weed plants that she had there and computers and all that, all as asset forfeiture. Which I was reading a story about the DEA and how they're actually. Well, according to the Washington Post story, they're pulling up less weed. Uh-huh. But in last year, they seized less marijuana plants than they did in the following year. Which is just continuing a downward trend.
Good.
Now, we already know that Obama's told them to take it off the back burner to not make this a priority, but there's still people inside the DEA... That are pressing forward.
For weed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking them down.
But another factor in this that I didn't understand until I read this article was the fact that they actually changed some of the rules on asset forfeiture back in January. Attorney General Eric Holder had a press conference that stated that that basically said you're not allowed to seize assets unless there's actually a warrant or a conviction on a crime involved. That it wasn't merely enough to have suspicion and seize assets and sell them. Which
that's kind of fucked up if you think about it. Hey, we think something's going on. Give us your money.
Right. Until then, asset forfeiture.
Like, shouldn't it,
you could take assets based on suspicion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Shouldn't it just be? Shouldn't there? This sounds like it's how it should be.
Right.
We can't take anything unless we prove something has happened.
And there's actually there's part of the cannabis eradication program that was going on inside the DEA. It was set up so that the assets from the things that they took based on suspicion would therefore fund the elimination of other operations. So, you know, you see somebody's car, you sell it off at auction, you use that money to put back into an investigation of other people growing or selling weed. So that whole thing's kind of falling apart because they're not getting as much assets in because they are limited as to what they can take.
The money's in coke. Dealers and DEA. You guys both know. The money's in coke.
I don't know. There's a lot of money in marijuana, too. I mean, look at Colorado. They're still having problems with
they're running out of places to put the piles of money?
Yeah. No. No. There's still illegal selling of weed going on.
Oh, black market?
Black market, thank you.
Yeah. You got to undercut the government.
That's right.
Government's got them prices up, son. Fucking taxes. This government, it's their theme song right here.
Yep.
Every payday.
Yeah.
No choice.
Obama's got this on rotation.
All of them. It's all of them now. It's every payday. No choice. Give me the loot, motherfucker.
Right.
Give me 1/3 of your shit.
Speaking of attorney generals, in Massachusetts, their state attorney general was quoted on marijuana. Her name is Maura Healey, and she basically said not on her watch. Now, Massachusetts has medicinal marijuana, but she says that...
I heard it's a shit show.
They will not move forward to recreational marijuana.
That's not what the cannabis said. He's saying that's probably one of the next states.
Yeah. Well, she's dead set against it. I want to read you some of her quotes. So certainly there have been some revenues, and that was part of the motivation behind this, talking about tax revenue on marijuana. But at the end of the day, they're seeing some real problems, particularly with the illegal drug and gun trafficking, because oftentimes guns go along with the drug trafficking there. Right.
Just but tying one thing.
Guns go with the illegal trafficking of anything. Right?
Right.
So if you make marijuana legal, doesn't that do more to curb the illegal trade of marijuana and therefore the guns involved with that illegal trade? I'm not saying it's going to eradicate it, because certainly we were just talking about Colorado and how it hasn't eradicated legal trade in that state, but it's done a great deal to hurt it.
Right.
It's brought the prices down of your local weed, man.
For sure.
In Colorado, that is.
You're not helping.
Yeah.
No, we want it to be legal. And we have to fight this concept that hand in hand with marijuana goes violence or illegal behavior, guns, because that has nothing to do with marijuana itself. Right? That has to do with the fact that marijuana is illegal. So you make it legal, therefore you automatically start to reduce the crime involved in the trade of marijuana.
I'm not arguing with you, man.
Well, you're just promoting Colorado's black market.
Right.
Speaking of states that are against marijuana, North Carolina voted down medical marijuana again. Without debating the issue, Tammy Fitzgerald from the North Carolina Values Coalition said that the reason being it was a slippery slope to recreational. They can't even get medicinal marijuana in their state to help out some cancer patients.
Right.
Because some people might get high recreationally. But let's hear some good news on marijuana. How about the fact that University of Mississippi, or Ole Miss, has been a long-time place for governmental research on marijuana? They haven't really received a lot of funding for that. Basically, no funding at all when compared to... I mean, millions of dollars isn't no funding, but... You know, $8 million compared to the way they fund other types of research, it's a drop in the bucket. Not even a drop in the bucket. It's like an atom, you know? Well, so they upped the ante a little bit on that. The government gave $68.7 million to the University of Mississippi in order to research marijuana. Research things like how it affects youth, how it affects adults, how it affects cancer.
It affects taco sales.
Is it really addictive? And the plan is to grow 30,000 cannabis plants. And,
and then?
Yeah, and then?
Sell that shit!
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
Biggest grant we ever got!
No, this is study.
Oh.
This is for study.
So we're calling
going
it
to be
study.
They're
we
going
had
to
air
make,
quotes, by the way, people.
They're, right. They're going to be doing lots of different strains of various levels of THC and CBDs. Yeah. So this is not going to be how can we make the most killer strain.
Right.
This is how can we locate the certain
why
parts.
Not.
These are how can we identify the parts that fight cancer the best, that control appetite the best, that benefit us.
Right. The good in the weed.
The good in the weed. What? That's that. But that's inferring what we're doing right now is evil, Rob. Do you believe that we're evil?
Well, no, I don't think we're evil at all.
Okay. Just checking. But Willie Nelson is coming out with his own strain.
What the fuck took him so long? Willie, you know, it was only like a year into recreational marijuana. It's probably just as...
He's just now hearing about it, okay? The Willie Nelson strain will be called Willie Reserve, and he's going to launch it at South by Southwest this year.
So, 2 weeks ago? South by Southwest was a couple weeks ago. So it's already out?
Possibly.
Nice.
No,
is it tax free?
No, I don't think that is actually out, but I think the announcement was made at South by Southwest. But it goes beyond just his own strain that he wants to make available in dispensaries all around the world. Ideally,
this is turning into the Willie Nelson pot shop, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. That's the idea, is that there will be, you know, a Willie Nelson. There will be a place where you can go to Willie's place and buy some Willie's Reserve.
I was just at a steakhouse earlier today. The Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse is owned by Willie Nelson?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
This will be like the, who's the guy who does the chicken places?
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah. He'll be like the Kenny Rogers of pot.
Wow, he owns chicken places?
Yeah, you ever seen Seinfeld, man?
And, of course, these places would all be designed to be environmentally friendly and self-sustainable.
Will they be green?
Yes, green grow-ops. And he's 81 years old. Not showing any signs of slowing down, either. He'll be dead before this podcast comes out. Watch. Oh, I forgot to put Chris Christie in the bad news category.
Oh.
He was quoted as saying that, just like the Attorney General in Massachusetts, not on his watch, that New Jersey, right?
Yep.
I got the right state, right?
Correct.
Yeah. New Jersey will not have recreational marijuana while he is in office.
What's he going to do if it's people voted in?
I don't know.
Hick and Looper didn't do nothing. He's like, oh,
right.
They voted it in.
I don't think there is anything you can do. But, you know, to him, it's a proven gateway drug. And any tax revenue from marijuana would be blood money.
Whatever. It's the same arguments.
Blood money.
Blood money.
Blood money.
Blood money.
Violence. Violence that automatically goes hand in hand.
Alcohol kills more people than every other drug combined every year, but blood money.
Yeah. Well, we all know that marijuana makes you violent.
And then all those marijuana deaths that have just piled up, you know, all those zero marijuana deaths throughout history. Blood money, you fucking idiot.
Yes. Well, you know, I did find some helpful advice today on the internet to help deal with the violence that comes from marijuana abuse.
Oh.
Is there a cannabis addict in the house?
Probably three of them.
Self-care and how to look after yourself when it all gets too much. While it is often stated in the media that weed is the drug of peace and harmony, many family and loved ones know this is not necessarily the case, especially when cannabis users are intentionally or unintentionally in withdrawal. If you feel like your physical safety may ever be compromised by the behavior of your child or loved one, it's good to know what you'll do in that situation as well. Many parents would be extremely reluctant to call the police if they ever felt threatened by their child's behavior, especially when drugs may be involved. We're still talking about weed, right?
Instead of a regular...
As a parent, you don't want to see your child arrested by the police and receive a possible criminal record or jail time. You just want to ensure your own safety and that of the rest of the family. In this case, add to your list of people to reach out to the name of someone who is physically strong and you feel confident would be able to around to your house and physically handle the situation in a calm and confident manner without inflaming the situation.
Damn.
Listen,
go to your local gym.
I'm putting your number on my fridge because if my teenage son ever gets out of hand when he goes into marijuana withdrawal, I want you to come over to calm the situation down.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Beat this shit out.
I just realized that, I mean, I have no... Rob, I'm putting your number on the fridge. Because if Chris ever gets out of hand and starts getting violent, I'm calling you to come over and calm the situation down. I mean, you used to bounce, right?
Right.
You know how to handle this.
Yeah.
Be like, come over here and put him in a chokehold. He's throwing the furniture around because we ran out of weed.
I would never run out of weed.
Yeah.
That's
funny. But yeah.
So you can continue to talk us through it, or is that it? They stop and put the number on the fridge.
That's it.
That's apparently...
That's all you got.
That was their advice.
That's it?
That was their advice.
It stops?
Yeah. Their advice is you may not want to call the cops, so if not, have the biggest guy you know come over and chill the situation out.
Right. Okay. Oh.
So we got the Bad Lieutenant. Port of Call, New Orleans.
I've seen that.
The Bad Lieutenant is Harvey Keitel. I don't remember. Was Nicolas Cage in that movie?
Oh. I remember Nicolas Cage being a main character of that movie.
But you don't know if he was in it?
No, I didn't say it. No. I'm giving you my answer.
So your answer is yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he was in it, and he was a main character.
No, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Nick Cage, right on the poster of that bitch.
What the fuck is Port of Call? What?
Well, you know what, then I guess that means we should listen to it.
Yes.
I'm only familiar with... That's not the original Bad Lieutenant, then. I mean, that...
No.
Right.
Nicolas Cage is not in the... Yeah. Okay.
So ding, 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 ding.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which, under no circumstances... should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth podcast. Normally, I'm not a big fan of reboots. If the original film was great, why remake it? Just watch the original. But every so often, the stars align and a reboot comes down the tracks that knocks me on my ass because of its audacity. This week, I'm talking about The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Excuse me? You mind stepping outside? I'd like to talk to you.
You interrupted my meal.
I'm going to pretend to be polite so you look like a big man in front of your friends. But you give me a hard time, I'll put the cuffs on you and march you out just like any other shipbird.
This 2009 film with a really long title from director Werner Herzog tells the tale of a cop in the Big Easy, just as that big storm and flood is about to happen. See, Hurricane Katrina is barreling down on the Crescent City, and there's a guy stuck in the local jail, begging to be let out. That's where we meet the lieutenant, Terrence McDonough, played by Nicolas Cage.
Please!
Please what, shit turd?
I got a broke leg, sir. Please, get me out of here.
Wait a minute. You want me to get wet on account of you?
Yeah, I think the world owes you living, huh?
I'm gonna drown, sir.
Hey, man, I got on Swiss cotton underpants. Yeah, that's right. Cost me $55 a pair. You think I want to get all this brown water and shit all over them? That don't come out.
You got underwear on that cost $55.
My girl gave it to me.
After hurting his back, saving the drowning man from the flooding jail, McDonough's life starts to spiral even more out of control as he's willing to bend the rules, take large amounts of drugs, and even cut a side deal with a local dealer to make some money. See, the deeper McDonough gets into this murder investigation, the more his life starts to spiral out of control as he gets entangled with his prostitute girlfriend, played by Eva Mendes, and his partner on the force, played by Val Kilmer. Will there be some sort of redemption or punishment for the lieutenant? Or does he just find that the further you go in being corrupt, the further you get ahead?
You hitting this shit? Hey, midget, light the Caucasian's rock.
The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans is an odd film when you stack it against the original, the 1992 cult classic Bad Lieutenant from director Abel Ferrara, starring Harvey Keitel, which is also worth viewing.
Aunt Wendy told us to take out the garbage, and she hopped in the bathroom all morning. We couldn't get in there and brush our teeth to do anything. We had to wait until she got out. By the time we got out, the buff was gone.
So how are we supposed to be on time?
The only way we're gonna get there.
Hey, listen to me. I'm the boss, not Aunt Wendy. When it's your turn to use the bathroom, you tell Aunt Wendy to get the fuck out of the bathroom. What are you, men or mice? She's hogging the bathroom. Call me, I'll throw her the fuck out.
Both are totally different animals, and to call it a sequel doesn't make sense. To call it a reboot only kind of makes sense because they have the same name. This recent film, in the hands of new German cinema master Werner Herzog, brings so many different ideas and images to the table that it's nothing less than mind-blowing at times. If you're creeped out by iguanas, like Cage's lieutenant, you might want to take a pass on this one because, man, oh man, whatever it is the lieutenant's on, that must be some good stuff.
What are these fucking iguanas doing on my coffee table?
There ain't no iguana.
Yeah, there are.
There ain't no iguana.
What the fuck is that? Fucking iguana.
I know it's hip and cool to slag Nicolas Cage for overacting and chewing the scenery recently, but here it's pitch perfect and necessary in order to show the highs and lows of this corrupt lieutenant.
Excuse me, could you tell me how much longer that's going to be? Hello, miss! I'm a lieutenant in the police department. I'm in the middle of a homicide investigation. Can I get my prescription, please?
Do you see I'm on the phone? Hey, you can't come back here.
You got me waiting 30 minutes so you can make a fuck personal phone call.
Can't be back.
Security, the pharmacy, please.
This is it.
Come on, guy.
Police emergency. This is it.
You know, cop.
What's that look like?
Then why are you acting all crazy for?
This is $23 with my copay, right? Here's 40. Get everybody a drink. Get the fuck out of my way.
So The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from The Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films I should review, you can tweet them at the show. That's at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
Warrior Beaver.
So what the... Was that line actually freeze shit turd?
Yeah.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. It was something shit turd.
Yeah, there was shit
turd. Freeze. Oh, yeah, he says freeze. And he goes, freeze what, shit turd?
Yeah.
I will watch Nicolas Cage in anything. I know that he's made some
Well, he'll act in anything, so that all works out.
Luckily, you'll find something that he's been in.
Well, there you go, though. That's true. If you're a fan, if you want to see Nicolas Cage in something, but you're only a fan of certain types of movies, he will have a movie out there in that genre that you can appreciate.
Man.
Even if that genre is bad movies.
Right.
So what genre is Honeymoon in Vegas? Shit turd?
That movie's awesome. Fuck you.
Shit turd.
Shit turd. Describes
most
of his movies.
He's got action. He was a ghost rider.
Speaking of shit turds.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's not the perfect example.
Oh, you try to...
I will watch him in anything.
Con Air.
Speak hell of gambling debts.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we do the munchies, anybody going to eat a peep?
I will.
No. God, no.
What, you want a rabbit or a chick?
I want to try either one.
I'd put one
either
in the microwave.
Try? Wait, you've had one, right?
I haven't had one of the rabbits. Is it
Oh, really?
One of the special ones? They have special ones now, yeah.
Oh, okay, am I wrong, or is this new?
What,
the rabbit? Well, first of all, let's start the munchies.
Yeah.
The time has come for this.
That's it, now you mix it up.
And I don't think this pie is quite fine. Delicious bean matter.
Oh, isn't it great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat no butter.
That sounds disgusting.
It's Easter weekend.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Zombie Jesus weekend.
Yep. Yeah, and we were just enjoying a little bit of selection of Easter candy.
A sweet selection.
Yeah, Peeps being one of them. Not one of my favorites, but you kind of just have to.
Yeah.
But this is what I was talking about with
that
Peeps.
Shit is gross.
Was it? Okay, so the chicks are yellow and the bunnies are pink, right?
Right.
There were pink chicks and yellow bunnies there.
What?
Mind blown.
They're flipping the script on us now.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I ate a couple. I don't know. They have an interesting texture to them, but yeah, not much of a flavor. Yeah, try that little. Yeah. So.
I want nothing to do with those.
The thing
They're delicious.
No, granted, I did have some weird candy here. Well, at least as far as Chris is concerned, the cream eggs, the Cadbury
also,
cream eggs,
extraordinarily gross.
The thing is, you can get so many different kinds of Easter candy, correct, but most of it is just a slight variance on a traditional candy.
You missed my favorites.
These are the traditional Easter candies that you only get around Easter.
You missed a traditional.
First of all, before what I missed, let's tell what I didn't miss. We have the Peeps,
right.
We have the Cadbury cream eggs, we have a chocolate bunny, right, and we have jelly beans. Generic, because that's what I always ate. What did I miss?
Yeah, what?
The little chocolate eggs.
Little chocolate eggs. Very good point.
That was always sprinkled in with the jelly beans.
I was trying to cover the chocolate egg with the Cadbury.
That's just gross.
No.
No way.
You're wrong.
Cadbury eggs are the bomb. The cream eggs.
I
now,
agree.
I had to try out the chocolate cream eggs.
Yeah.
Not so much. It's a little bit. It's
You're telling me
much
a cream
chocolate.
Egg is gross. Oh,
oh!
What
a chocolate doing? Cream egg, the chocolate kind, not so much. And had to go with the solid Easter bunny.
Hey,
because
classic.
What? There is nothing more irritating than biting into a fucking bunny and having that shit be hollow.
Yeah, it's a true hollow ass bunny.
Fuck?
I remember getting that as a kid. I always felt ripped off.
Get your hollow-ass bunny out of here. Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? You couldn't afford the chocolate in the middle? You just afford the shell?
But what is Easter? Besides an excuse to eat lots of weird candy shaped in the form of animals.
Zombie Jesus.
Are you asking hypothetically or you have something written?
Well, I know some about it. I mean, if you...
It is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Right. Resurrection Day. Or Zombie Jesus Day, as people like to call it these days.
He was at least killed on Friday afternoon. They took him off the cross Friday night, put him in the tomb. Sunday morning, they came looking for him. Where's Jesus? He's gone.
Going up.
I thought this was a story of Solomon Grundy.
Nice.
I guess it's a celebration, though. So it's a celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? And it's also derived from the Jewish Passover, and is believed to have taken the celebration from pagan and Hindu traditions. Hindu god Ishtar, actually, the goddess of fertility and underappreciated comedies.
Yes.
I agree. Apparently the Ishtar in Hindu is pronounced more like Easter. Or Ishtar.
Ishtar.
Ishtar, the barbarian. That'd be great, like techno, like a cyborg barbarian named Ishtar.
That'd be cool.
I was over in Australia during Easter, which was interesting. Interesting to note, they celebrate Easter the same way we do, commemorating the death and resurrection of Jesus by telling our children a giant bunny rabbit left chocolate eggs in the night. Now, I wonder why we're fucked up as a race. Anybody got any clues out there? Where do you get this shit from, you know? Why those two things, you know? Why not goldfish left Lincoln logs in your sock drawer, you know? As long as we're making shit up, go hog wild, you know? At least a goldfish with a Lincoln log on its back going across your floor to your sock drawer has a miraculous connotation to it. Right. Mommy, I woke up today and there was a Lincoln log in my sock drawer. That's the story of Jesus. What's up with this shit? I've read the Bible. I can't find the word bunny or chocolate anywhere in that fucking book.
Well, I'll tell you who comes up with it. There's the pagan god Ostara, who is the goddess of fertility. Again, same as Ishtar, because these are gods that are celebrated at springtime. Springtime. It's time to fuck. Time to start repopulating. So Ostara's favorite animal is the hare. So that's where you get the bunny and you get the egg, just because the egg is a symbol of fertility in and of itself.
Right.
And also being a springtime celebration, it's the placement of Easter shifts, right?
Yeah.
So what is the date based on? Or it's not a date, because it's a shifting holiday. So what is the time based on?
It is the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring.
The first Sunday of the first full moon of spring, right.
Yes.
Or the vernal equinox is also a significant... the first full moon after the vernal equinox. You know what a vernal equinox is, Rob?
No clue.
It's the first day of spring. It's when the sun is equidistant from the earth. It's something...
You're hot.
It's the halfway point between the solstices.
Yes. Meaning that, like...
The winter solstice is when the sun is the furthest from the earth. The summer solstice is when it is the closest.
Right, and hence
the vernal equinox is the one in the spring, and then the autumnal equinox is the one in the fall.
Well, this is why. Okay, so the days, the actual time of daylight is its shortest at the winter solstice. So the vernal equinox is actually
dark at like 4:30 and shit.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Rob is looking really confused, like he's never experienced this.
I've never heard of, this sounds like rigmarole, solstice, equinox.
No, this is actual fact. This isn't some pagan belief.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Vernal equinox means that there's 12 hours of daytime and 12 hours of nighttime. Their day and night are in perfect balance at that point.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Learning shit.
Not impressed either.
No.
Rob's like, I'm not impressed with your 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of nighttime.
Well,
but thank you for explaining.
I'm a creature who lives indoors. I create my own light. I say when it's light and I say when it's dark.
So do you still get Easter baskets, Rob? When's the last time you got an Easter basket?
Last year.
Yeah.
But not one this year.
Why not?
Mom's in Florida. Hi, well, Mom.
Come on.
She listens now, fully, officially.
Oh, cool. Yes. Hey, Mom. Or hey, Rob's mom.
Your mom listens?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she could send you a basket still from out of town.
Hey, send Rob a basket.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but
your boy's going to be up here with no basket.
You're listening to this on Friday.
Yeah.
You might still have time.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enough purple dog shit.
So happy Easter and stuffs.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter and enjoy
or
your
happy
candy.
Passover or happy fucking Sunday. If
happy
you don't
Zombie
celebrate
happy Jesus Day.
Yeah.
420's coming up.
Yep.
Just putting that out there.
Our anniversary.
Being 2 weeks. We still know what we're doing, but we'll let you know. But until then, you can stay high.
You can stay high. Please make sure to check out all of the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net.
Monday and Thursday, it's Unregimented. You can hit them up on Twitter at UnregimentedPod.
Tuesdays and Fridays, the Weedsman Podcast. Tuesdays, you'll find The Nugget, the full show on Fridays. You can reach us at Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Wednesday, you have The Projection Booth. You can hit them up at projection-booth.com or on Twitter at ProBoothCast.
Saturday, the Captain's Table is back with Noah. You can reach the Captain's Table on Twitter at Captain's Podcast.
If you like the Weedsman Podcast and you want to show your support, you can donate to Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net.
If you use Amazon.com, please click through the Amazon banner at ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the link.
It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, you will show your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host the Weedsman Podcast. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking on the banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you are helping to support the Weedsman Podcast.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.